feel like every time I say that, I got to do a teaching on humility at the same time. But but the truth of the matter is that God wants us to have this place of having a sense of being special in His eyes. And, you know, He'll often do that by raising us up and helping other people see the special qualities that He sees in us. If anybody, you know, sees some things in me, or anybody mentions, gives me a compliment, it used to be kind of hard to handle years ago, especially. But you know, it's so quick for me now to know that if anybody hears a message that I might be preaching and they get something out of it, and the Holy Spirit just uses it to touch somebody and so forth, I can be so quick to realize that it's God. If God touched them, He moved upon them to be able to hear something that He was saying. It may have come through me, or it simply might have come the Holy Spirit speaking to them while I was speaking. So it's His doing. And no matter what God, what happens in this ministry, I know without the anointing, without the Holy Spirit, it can be dead and dry as anything, and nobody getting any life from it. It's the Holy Spirit who promotes. It's the Holy Spirit who lifts up. Well, I got a few more, but we're just going to maybe save those for another week. But a couple of things I want to remember. I want you to think about having the favor of the Lord in 2012. Proverbs 12:2 says, a good man obtains favor from the Lord. So a man, woman, child can receive favor from the Lord if they're going to walk with the Lord. A good man, doesn't say a bad man who's doing things that they shouldn't do, doesn't say a mean person. It says a good man receives favor from the Lord. Faith to believe God for favor has to increase on the body of Christ in 2012. A good man received favor from the Lord. Well, then some of the things, see, what we need to do in order to expect and have faith to receive favor from the Lord is go to the Scriptures and find out what kind of person the Lord favors. Find out what are the attributes of an individual that the Lord favors. What does the Scripture say about Moses? What's a major characteristic that was said about Moses that he excelled in that area more than anybody else? He was humble. He was a humble man. He was a humble man. He walked in humility. He received the favor of the Lord. He walked in humility. One of the key aspects of receiving the favor of the Lord is walking in humility. Humility. And you might say, well, Pastor, how do you walk in humility before God? You'll know it when you're able to do it before man. When you can walk in humility before man, you will be walking in humility before God. But if you want to walk on your high horse before men, then you'll not be walking in humility before God. Pretty simple, isn't it? God uses us. God uses one another in order to bring us to a place that he'll work in us His characteristics, or the characteristics that He wants to be around all the time, that He wants to show favor toward. It's His desire. We must walk in humility toward one another. Psalm 35:27 says, let them shout for joy and be glad who favors my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. Now notice the Scripture says, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. You want the favor of the Lord upon your life in 2012? Then you turn around now and favor God's righteous cause. Favor the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Favor the things that He favors, and you'll receive favor. Let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. God wants to prosper us. John declared, I pray that you might prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. He desires to prosper. He wants to get us into a place where we can handle prosperity. He desires for us to have good things, so He wants to bring us to a place where we can handle good things. I pray that you might prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, what He's saying is, if you refuse to do anything about the prosperity of your soul, don't expect financial prosperity. Don't expect the grace of God. For instance, if we are using anything, if we're using finances and life, prosperity in life in ways that God doesn't want us to, he's not going to bless it with more prosperity so we can, you know, sin worse. There are things that we have to do in order to receive the favor of God. Proverbs 3:3. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. You want to be prosperous in 2012? Let not mercy and truth forsake you. In other words, live a life of mercy and truth. Be quick to show mercy to one another. Be quick to live. Be truthful with your own heart when it comes to standing before God and God is speaking to you about a certain issue and you're not dealing with it. Admit it before God and ask for forgiveness and turn around. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Write them on the tablet of your heart and you'll find favor before God. I believe that the anointing of God is going to come upon us in 2012 for favor. Now, I want you to think of this concept for a minute. When there is a seed gone into the ground, there's something that has to happen in order for that seed to grow. There has to be nutrients. There has to be water that comes upon that seed in order for it to germinate, and then it begins to grow. I want you to think about something that you put your hand to now, this year. It might be your work. It might be something that you're working, the things that you're doing and so forth. Well, you have put the seed in the ground. You want to cultivate the thing. You want to look after it. You want to keep the weeds out so that it'll grow properly. The anointing of God upon that is like the nutrients and the water that causes that thing to grow, that causes that favor to come. It causes favor to be produced in your life. You have to do it. You have to do something. There's your part and God's part. But if we don't do our part, then God can't do his part. And so when we put our hand to something, it's like putting seed in the ground. And we're asking God to cause it to grow. Paul said, one sows the seed. Another may bring the harvest, but God causes the increase. And so no matter what we're doing, what we're putting our hand to, what we're doing is we're asking God to pour his anointing upon it, his favor upon it, to cause it to grow. Our part is keep the weeds out. Keep the weeds out so we're giving something for God to show his favor on. We're giving something to God to say, Lord, rub your anointing all over this. Rub your anointing on it in such a way that it'll cause great favor to come from the work that I'm putting my hand to, that the prosperity of God might be seen. Now, some of us might be thinking, well, I don't have any kind of issue at all when it comes to finances. I know I'm not rich, but I do have what I need, and so it's not the biggest issue I have to deal with. Maybe it's an issue in the soul realm. Maybe there's an issue that, you know that it may be a relational issue, or it may be an issue of stress. It might be an issue of, something that can take place in the soul realm. It may be depression. It may be a lack of joy. It may be so many areas it can be. Well, we have to give God something to anoint in order to change the situation. God will not anoint your depression so that you can handle your depression. But he will anoint an activity that helps you to be drawn away from that depression. He will anoint a process to bring you away from that depression, to get rid of that depression. It might be simply reading a book. It might simply be something that you do in order to take a course, to get ministry in a certain area, in order to lead you out of that situation. But you must start somewhere. You must give him something to anoint. Even when it comes to dealing with soul issues, you must give him something to anoint. We need to look at our life in general and say, God, what's healthy and what isn't? I know you want to anoint the healthy, but you'll anoint the process to bring me out of what's not healthy as well. If we'll start down that process, rather than just going on day in and day out and say, that's just the way I am. Well, no. We need to get over to the way we're supposed to be, the way God created us to be. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He said, I speak these things that your joy might be made full. So we're supposed to be a joyous people. We're supposed to be a prosperous people. You and I are supposed to show the rest of the world the advantages of being Christian. The advantages of calling on Jesus in this life, not only in that which is to come. Now, as a church, I want you to think about this. 2012. I pray that by the time year 2013, there'll be a whole bunch of these seats filled up with people that we that haven't been here before. Amen. So I want us to, as a church, to begin asking God, what can I do to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. That simply means to get the message out. So you and I, as a part of his body, he's the head. The anointing comes down from the head and comes upon the body. So you and I are anointed to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I want us to ask God, pray. This is in line with favoring God's righteous cause, you see. God's righteous cause is that he wants to see people saved and brought into the kingdom. Well, if we will favor his righteous cause in this particular area, that will open the door for him to show favor upon us. So let us stop now and think about ways that you and I can share the gospel in such a fashion that it will impact those around us so that they'll want to enter in, come into the kingdom of God, come into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, that somehow we'll be able to present Jesus to them in a way that they'll be able to receive him. Because I'm convinced if we presented Jesus in all his goodness to those around us, if we thought about him first and presented him, and the lost really seen it, they'd run to him. If the lost really seen Jesus, the majority of them, really seen what it was like, they would run to him. They would simply run. God help us to be a people who would demonstrate Jesus the way he really is. Would you please stand with me? In the weeks ahead, I want to get into a bit of talking about the anointing of God that will help us increase, realizing that the veil between the natural and the supernatural has become thinner and thinner. And as God begins to speak to us in that supernatural, we will be able to hear him in our natural. It will change our natural. It will empower our natural so that we can do the things that we've been called to do, to go forth and present the gospel in power and love. Father, this morning we thank you for your anointing, God. We thank you that as Jesus is the perfect example to us, we can look to him today to realize no matter what stage we are at in life in our Christian walk, we don't have to be this way. We can be better. We can be a people who is able to connect with you in a greater measure than we ever have before. Lord, give us that insight. Give us a tenacious spirit to seek after this, Lord, that we might know the mind of God, that we'd be able to discern the things of the Spirit, that angelic forces would be released to do their part to bring us to that place where we are functioning in the principles of the kingdom of God in everything that we put our hand to, Lord. Father, there will be For it is in my spirit already those things that are to be released in the year 2012. For there are things stirring in your hearts that you want to change, that you want to see. Some things you want to see be distant from, others you want to have drawn closer to you. My anointing will cause that to take shape within your life so that the purposes that you set your hand to will be accomplished, so that the Spirit of God will be released within those things that you set your hand to, and the glory of Jesus Christ will be seen through the work of your hands, because I will anoint your hands to do the things that will bless, bring blessing to you, to your family, to those in your sphere of influence, that the glory of God might be seen in the midst of the people who watch your life. For there are those who are watching you. There are those who are keeping their eyes upon you, and they are desirous to see things develop in you that they can use in order to change their own lives. Believe, faith, let it grow, for I am here to cause you to activate every spiritual gift that I have residing in you, says the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.